From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I wouldn't have said this 6 weeks ago, but they've got the best pitcher in the whole world. Corey Kluber is so good.
The Astros are certainly going to have to earn it. They got good news last night, though, when you see what Verlander did.
Man, he's nice.
I mean, I put him up against those guys on a given day.
You pitch Verlander game one, right?
At this point, no question.
Verlander, historically, has been a very good pitcher in the playoffs, not a great pitcher in the World Series. Brian Cushing, 10-game suspension for PEDs.
That's not good news. Now, he wasn't going to play tomorrow night anyway, right? Because of...
Because he's concussed.
Because he's concussed. Just completely shocked that Brian Cushing, who, when he was a freshman in high school, weighed like 132 pounds. And by the time he was a senior, he was a 240-pound beast of a linebacker. Been accused of using steroids and performance-enhancing drugs all through college. I'm shocked that it's been this long for him to get a second positive test.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
No, Fred. Jerome Solomon subbing in today, as you can tell. Heading into hour three of the Blitz. Thanks for joining us. We're having a good time here. 713-780-ESPN is the number. Catch us on Twitter. A lot of interesting takes there. I got one we'll jump into in just a second. At Degenerates975, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero instead of an O in Snow, and at Jerome Solomon. D to the R to the E, Dr. Dre on 290 says, he claims, here's an interesting question.
Interesting question.
With the floods in Houston, with Cushing suspension, and JJ dating Cushing's sister-in-law, will JJ fail
for PEDs
also? So he thinks they're having like family shoot 'em up parties or something?
Well, I always said, like, if you somehow think it was okay to put steroids on Ken Caminiti and Jeff Bagwell, but you were 100% sure Craig Biggio never did steroids,
you
might want to wake up, because it's not like those three dudes were like so super tight. They're all good buddies, and two of them go off in the back room and shoot up roids, and Craig Biggio's like, oh, guys, I don't think this is a good idea. I don't.
It's kind of if you decide it's a group thing. But this is a little different.
Allegedly, by the way.
Yeah, this would be well, not with Caminiti, but
no, this
would be a little different.
I don't think
the Dayton, and how is it exactly? Because I try to stay out of these personal relationships. So it's Cushing's wife's sister.
Cushing's wife's sister is JJ's girlfriend.
Yeah, so it's not even that close, right? I mean, it's not, you know, no. If it was Cushing's brother that JJ was dating, that would be different.
Yeah.
You know, but, I mean, we don't think the women are shooting up. But then again, you know, that's what saved Roger Clemens, because it was his wife
was
using HGH, not Roger.
That's true. That's why he kept her around.
713
steroid lack.
You got to have a fall guy or
fall chick, whatever.
Woman, as it were. Astro Dynamite says, I'm guessing there's never been a better day for Gal Media to have that disclaimer. I have noticed they've played it several times today. It's usually at the top of the hour. They're just dropping it in there randomly, it seems.
Hey, did you see what John Football's done?
He's done something else.
John Football has put the heat on the Hamilton Tiger Cats.
Okay. He wants to play Canadian?
They own his negotiation rights. And the way it works is there is a 10-day window that requires Hamilton to either sign, trade, or release him. Mm-hmm. So he's kind of forcing them to make up their mind.
He's called them out on it?
Yeah. So you've got 10 days to figure out what
to
you're
going
to
do. To make an offer or move him on to another team. So
before
he wants
to
play.
Move to another team. That's basically
a good sign for Johnny Football fans.
The new Hamilton coach is June Jones.
Oh, he'll want Jones.
He wanted him when he was in college.
Yeah, he'll want him some Johnny Football, I would think. You could, in that offense that June runs, that guy in Canada in that offense, if he's can get to being anybody who cares at all about the sport, he should be able to thrive in that.
How do they feel about Coke in Canada in the Football League? Is it a...
I wouldn't know about that, but my guess is it's frowned upon. Mm. Yeah, I would think that that's, you know.
Is it hard to get there? Harder than.
This is when you need Fred here.
Yeah.
You know? This is when you need Fred here. I would think that, you know.
John, can you do a Google search? How hard is it to get cocaine in Hamilton, Canada?
Yeah, they don't have a wall.
Yeah, there's no wall.
But it's a longer way away. Way away from the poppy fields, though, and you can't grow it up there. It's too cold, right?
I think you've got your hard drugs mixed up. Poppies—that's the heroin.
No,
you're looking for the cocoa plants that, like.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you can't grow those up in north either. It's too cold.
You're right.
Yeah. Same thing.
What was
Johnny Football on?
He was on coke. I mean, I don't know for sure. I'm just making things up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm an outlaw.
I don't participate in this made-up stuff.
I bet Johnny did a lot of drugs.
Johnny, we don't... I would bet, but...
He did drugs that he went to rehab for.
What are the odds? Well, we don't know what he went to rehab for.
Yeah,
right?
Well...
That was never said.
Yeah, you don't go to rehab. You don't go to rehab because you're smoking weed. I'll tell you that much.
But Tiger Woods went because he was getting his smoked. So...
Weed, cocaine, Molly, and Xanax.
And you're just reading this off the internet?
Yeah. That's according to Johnny Manziel's ex-roommate.
Mm.
I mean, I'm not saying this stuff.
And it was on TMZ?
No, this was on Sports Day Dallas News.
Oh.
Yeah, Johnny Manziel's...
We know they didn't pay for it, so...
His ex-roommate says that Manziel used drugs when they lived together.
Hmm.
So he says, details use of Molly, which is ecstasy, marijuana, cocaine, and non-prescription Xanax in the off-campus College Station house Manziel shared with longtime best friend Stephen Brandt.
How can you not have failed a drug test at A&M, a fine institution with NCAA drug test all the time after all the games and everything?
Yeah.
You think they maybe just decided he was the Heisman Trophy winner, so they didn't want to?
They probably swept that under the rug.
Well, why didn't the NFL sweep Brian Cushing's under the rug?
Because Brian Cushing isn't John Football.
Damn.
Not the face of the franchise.
It's not fair. It's just not fair to Cushing at all.
713-780. It's fair.
ESPN is your number.
How about just stop doing drugs when you're a professional athlete?
Nah, that's not going to happen. And the numbers are not nearly as big as the discussion about them. You know, it's sort of like people will get physically angry and riled up about Roger Goodell and how he mistreats players when it comes to discipline, and it's not that many players.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, you know, it's a couple of players a year, and people act like, you know,
the NFL's got
like
some sort of serious problem.
Yeah, I mean, and not that any of the problem isn't a problem, but they act as if
it's epidemic. Like,
and they'll turn it into, can't believe the players didn't just shut down and you know, strike for a whole year,
well,
2 years
saying.
Over getting Roger Goodell not to be able to have this power.
Yeah.
Like, why would I sit out for a whole year for him to not suspend Pac-Man Jones? I don't give a damn about Pac-Man Jones.
That's what I said. 98% of the guys in the NFL aren't getting disciplined by Roger Goodell.
They're never going to go before him, right.
So it's really hard to say, hey, in this next CBA, we should really fight against that. Because there's 98% of the guys going like, no, bro, how about you just stop messing up? How about you stop punching chicks in the face? You know, that's the easiest way to not be disciplined.
That's one way to never have to worry about Roger Goodell giving you an unfair punishment.
How about this? Don't do drugs and don't punch chicks, and you'll probably be okay.
Real simple stuff.
All right, guys, if you've ever thought about starting over, working with computers, you can still do it. It's not too late. You don't need a math or a computer background to start an IT career because it's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. See if an IT career is right for you. Go to mycomputercareer.edu, take the free career evaluation, and get started. My Computer Career is where you can get trained for the high-demand field of IT and start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 3 to 4 months. You'll attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week, and you'll get everything you need to start your new career. It's more than just a school. My Computer Career helps you get into the industry by working with hundreds of employers that hire their students. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon. Go take the free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. That's MyComputerCareer.edu. 1, 2, 3, they're gonna
they never want to leave.
Guys, water damage, it can be hazardous and dangerous for homes or businesses. It can cause damage to your foundation. It creates short circuits in the electrical system, and it can lead to biological pollutants. A quick assessment of that damage is going to prevent any additional loss, reduce restoration costs, and reduce the growth of mold and other contaminants. That's why it's so important for a trusted local contractor to take care of the cleaning, demo, mitigation of water and flood damage. Call the pros at Allied Outdoor Solutions today. Get started. 713-465-0400. They can start that process of removal, removing drywall, flooring, cabinetry that's been damaged by the flooding. They've got nearly 400 state-of-the-art fans and dehumidifiers. They've got the ability to dry out areas of any size, and they can assist you throughout your claims process with your insurance provider. Their personnel are trained with industry-leading science on how to prevent and minimize damage and specialize in applied structural drying. They can help you on residential and commercial projects. Guys, in your time of need, if you're looking for a local name you can trust, look no further than Allied Outdoor Solutions. Check out the Harvey Restoration page at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or give them a call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
Darling Way presents Here's Your Masters of Love, Fred the Falcon and AJ with Beth Liebling.
Fred the Falcon. He's not here.
I was going to say, Fred got a really a big tan or something, you know?
Fred's been at the beach.
Yeah. Looking good there.
And Fred lost 100
Fred's
pounds.
Fred's lost some weight. Yeah. Fred is, there's less of him.
And Fred finally gave up on trying to save that hair he had left and just shaved it.
That might not have been a wise move, but it was a move.
Bald is beautiful.
Not every one of those heads are supposed to be shown.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Have you seen Fred bald before?
Wait, which heads are not meant to be shown? I'm confused.
Oh, come on, Beck. Don't start us down that road.
You just got here.
Come on.
Jeez.
I was already laughing when I, down here. I almost forgot to put my headphones on. I was laughing so hard with
y'all. I've got to ask you about some dream interpretation.
Oh, yay. I love dreams.
I mean, do you know much about this? Do you know? I've had two sex dreams in the last maybe 3 or 4 weeks.
You're so lucky.
They're very different. No, I'm really not.
Oh, I think it'd be so cool to have great sex dreams. Okay, well, what were they?
No one said I had great sex dreams.
Okay, I think any sex dreams. Okay, let's hear.
Okay, I'll tell you about my dreams, and you tell me if this is great.
Okay.
The first one was a few weeks ago. I had a dream that Glenn Davis was banging my wife. And...
Oh, wow, wow.
She was forcing me to be in the room and watch this.
Wow.
And they finished, and I tried to get up and leave. And they were like, oh, no, we're doing this again. You need to stay and watch
That's
again.
It's a simple cuckold situation. I mean, I don't understand why you're so fazed by this.
Right. I mean, it's very common, actually. It's a very common fetish.
I do not find it a fetish for me. I did not like it.
On some level, you have to either have a really strong... You know,
listen, I've had dreams about
desire
someone,
to have this. You just haven't you haven't realized it yet.
No, I've had dreams about being murdered with a chainsaw. I promise you, there's nowhere deep in my inner psyche that I want someone to murder me with a chainsaw.
But you're a bad person, so you probably thought you needed to be chopped
up. He's not a bad person.
Thank you.
But there is still something. You either want it or hate it. But I think it's more about that you want somebody hot like Glenn. I mean, frankly, I'm totally envious, right, that you had a dream about Glenn Davis naked right in front of you like that. Okay,
I didn't see his dong in the dream because it was inside my wife, so I didn't see
it. That's pretty hot.
Well, that does lead us to the next dream, because then the next dream, we just removed the wife from said situation.
The next dream was last night.
You had another dream about Glenn Davis?
No.
Oh,
well,
no.
We don't know. He won't identify this person.
It's really warm
in
here.
I don't know who this person was, but I was making out with this chick that was, I found her ugly.
She looked like Glenn Davis.
No.
He's so handsome.
Yeah, Glenn Davis is a good looking
dude. Oh, he's got some amazing eyes, too. Yeah.
This was a situation where I remember thinking while I was making out with the person, I said, wow, what am I doing? This girl is not attractive to me.
Wow.
But I kept going, and...
Where was your wife?
She was not there.
Huh.
Continue.
Yeah. So as I'm making out with this person, I start to have a really uneasy feeling, and... Then the person takes their pants off, and they have a penis. And
I want your dreams.
The person presented their penis like I was supposed to do something with it, and I was like, I said, this is not what I want. I'm not for this.
Wow.
So I left and I woke up.
So
wow. I woke up feeling very uncomfortable and scared and yes. almost violated. I told Jerome.
Wow.
What do you think that means?
Yeah.
You think I'm gay, huh?
No.
No.
Jerome thinks I'm gay for sure.
No, Jerome's a smart man. That's not it. But you are wanting another penis in your life.
Right. Yeah,
that's exactly it. It doesn't make you gay. It may be, in fact, that's why you didn't find this person attractive.
But I didn't.
It's maybe because it's supposed to be going into your wife again.
And it wasn't Glenn Davis.
When right. I saw the penis, I was so repulsed.
Right.
In my dream, I felt so, it was repugnant to me. I was like,
but you
why would you think that
you
I would.
You didn't have that feeling when said penis was attached to Glenn Davis.
No, I felt sad. At that time, I felt like I was being punished for something. Like they were mad at me, and like this was like a this will teach you.
Not taking good care of your wife.
Maybe so.
Yes.
Maybe so.
Well, because and when we talk a lot, like I always say, do you please her and whatever and stuff,
I do.
And you always joke about, oh yeah, but you're like, oh, she's just happy when I'm happy, kind of thing.
Yeah.
But maybe you need to be focusing more on pleasing her.
No, I do my part. I do my part. You trust me.
Okay, can we watch next time instead of we'll invite Glenn Davis, Jerome, and Glenn, and I will come and watch, and we'll judge you on whether or not you're pleasing your wife.
You don't mean that.
That'd be like the slam dunk competition. We'll hold up numbers.
Yes.
You're like,
what's that?
That's a seven.
Right. Your poor wife. Okay. She's a
saint. I don't know why I tell you guys anything.
This is awesome, though. But I love that you're so open about this. And that is weird, though, to have two dreams that involve penises.
Yeah.
That like, weren't yours.
I've got a couple people asking. No, I'm not talking about Glenn Big Baby Davis. I'm not talking about former Astros first baseman Glenn Davis. I'm talking about Soccer Matters Glenn Davis, mm-hmm. who I see every week.
Right.
And you don't even like soccer.
I don't like soccer.
That should tell you something.
But, yeah. So maybe you like the idea that this really handsome man finds your wife attractive. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's something about that, right, that he would want, right? So because you've got this great woman, and I know you do. You love her.
Then after seeing said man naked a few weeks later, you just have the dream. You're like, why would the wife need to be here?
Yeah, I would question it if it was a really good looking dude,
it at all?
or if I was happy about it.
Yeah,
but I mean, I felt like this penis came out of nowhere, and it made me feel like I'd been tricked, and it was a very bad feeling.
Maybe.
And I woke up feeling like it was an overwhelming feeling of violation. So I don't know. I don't know
what
it means.
I would think,
you like that?
No. Because if you hadn't told me about the first dream, if you've just told me about the second dream, I would be thinking that you don't really want to be cheating on your wife, but you're cheating. You don't even find her that attractive. Like, there's no good reason, quote, for you to be doing this. And you're doing it anyway.
I don't think I was married in this dream, though.
And then you kind of get punished from doing this, then there's a penis.
You knew you shouldn't have been there.
Yeah, and that was your, oh, God, why the hell? That would have been my take on the second dream if the first one.
Like, but chapter one of the book throws chapter two in an entirely different direction.
Yeah, exactly.
And we can't wait for chapter three.
That's exactly. I'm dying for chapter three.
Well, listen, I'm not excited about it.
This is like Godfather Part 3.
No, you know? I mean, that's...
Every time you think you're out...
Yeah.
I feel like this is Shark...
pull you back
in. It's like Sharknado 1 and 2.
I'm like, okay, how long do we have to wait?
It's just getting worse and worse. Like, Sharknado 1 was horrible, and then Sharknado 2, it's like, man, how much worse can it get? I know, Sharknado 3.
Oh, well, okay, so what does your wife say about it?
I haven't told her about the second dream yet.
Uh-oh.
I told her about the first dream, and she laughed
off. Yeah,
did she say, oh, Glenn's
she's
hot?
Like,
I, yeah,
I don't think my wife
like,
ever
you,
met
she's
Glenn.
She's like, do you have a picture?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think my wife's ever met Glenn.
If she's listening, I'm telling you, he's good looking. Yeah.
She's friended him on Facebook. You might
probably
want to check
so. No, listen. No. If my wife banged Glenn Davis, I couldn't even fault her. It's like, you know, what are you going to do?
No.
If that's what you want, I mean, I'm not
then
your
I'll
guy.
Watch. There you go.
No, I don't want to watch. I don't want to know about it.
No, there's a story out about sex robots that, and Fred is really infatuated with the sex robot world, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not going to get into that hackers can get into these sex robots and make them do things that they shouldn't do. Like kill you.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you a question about apparently the maker of these robots, especially this one group called True Companion, says most of those sex robots, 80 to 90% of them are made to look like someone's dead spouse.
Oh, I don't like that.
Okay, that really surprises me because I didn't think that many people are that fond of their dead spouse. You'd think they'd then want to have sex with somebody else.
Most people with dead spouses killed them.
Okay, not exactly, but
or
still.
They lived with them for a really long time and they're like ready to try something new.
Die.
Yeah. No, I'm surprised. I would have thought that they'd say, oh, they look like maybe this woman they had a crush on when they were teenagers or something, right.
Like they're old and saggy. Or gross.
Yeah, you know, or some famous actress or something.
Who wants a sex robot that looks like B. Arthur? I mean, that's a... Oh. The vile.
As I'm getting closer and closer to that age, I'm like, somebody, come on, come on. People got to want B. Arthur.
No.
Please.
Nobody.
Betty White?
No. Really? I would have sex with Betty White just to say I did.
I dated a guy who told me.
If I were single, obviously.
Yeah, not.
I would not cheat on my wife with Betty White. That would be a really unfortunate mistake.
Yeah. But she doesn't have a penis.
B. Arthur last
night. Oh, my God. Right. If she's Betty. Oh, Betty White and B. Arthur. But I used to date a guy who was much younger than I was. And he was so sweet. And he would tell me that he would keep dating me and keep sleeping with me until even when I looked like Betty White. That was like such a nice thing to say to an older woman, right?
That's so sweet.
It's so sweetie. Jerome, sorry, when you were talking about sex robots, I got totally distracted because those blue eyes of Glenn Davis just showed up at the producer booth, and I was like, yeah.
Maybe he's,
do you think
he's
I can ask?
Warm.
Can I ask Glenn if he likes women? Because, you know,
no, I've got a better way of presenting.
No.
Oh, okay,
you're gonna you don't ever want to do that to a guy.
No.
Yeah,
no.
That's a complete turn off.
That's not the right way to present it.
Are you,
come
in
here,
Glenn.
We need you in here.
Oh,
I need you in here, my man.
Oh my God. Oh,
this
your
is a true
eyes.
Story.
We are talking
this is a
about
true story.
Your gorgeous
I thought
eyes.
I was going to tell you about this the other day when I was on your show, but you were like saying good things about me. But you get up to the microphone. Okay. This is a professional broadcast.
Yeah. If there are any women out there, let me just tell you. So Glenn's walking in. He's got this black tight T-shirt. You know, he's got those nice arms. He's trim. He's like a soccer player.
He's a professional. He's a former professional athlete.
Yeah.
So, Glenn, I had a dream a couple weeks ago that you were making love to my wife.
Can assure you, I wasn't.
And you were forcing you and her both were forcing me to stick around and watch. And after it finished, I was trying to leave. I was humiliated. I wanted to leave. And both
your
of you
wife
said
wanted you to be humiliated.
She wanted me to stay and watch again. And you said you were going to go again. Well, you're so virile in my dreams.
Way to go,
you
Glenn.
Didn't even need like
a
5-minute break or like a glass of water. Like you were just
no
ready
Viagra.
To go.
Beth knows again. The power of the oyster.
Now, Beth asked a question when she came in here. She asked, is Glenn Davis gay?
Yes. I know.
I said,
of course I'm not gay.
Glenn is not gay. And she said, oh, well, he just must not be interested in me at all. She has been walking around
Beth?
Here. She's trying to wear.
She's like, I've been unbuttoning blouses.
Yeah, she's low cut dresses,
dropping things on the floor, and picking
them
up.
And you completely ignore her. She says,
"I get no reaction."
Now, to be fair, I did not say that. I did say that I have never met a guy with absolutely zero response. I was like, it's like I do not even exist. And then I laughed at myself, saying, "So clearly, you must be gay because
this is a workplace.
It's not my style to have my tongue hanging out of my mouth.
This is a workplace, and you act professionally, right?" You would never sleep with your coworker's wife, especially one you considered a friend. You would never do that, right?
I would not sleep
with him in a million years.
But
he is available for dreams.
Right, if you were there, then he'd think it would give you permission.
I'm a little concerned, though.
You're concerned?
How with everything going on? You've been out in a kayak. You've been helping people. How do I end up in a dream?
How do you think I feel, Glenn?
You must have helped too many people.
I didn't get my tetanus shot, and that's why it's going into my head.
No, you better get one after.
Ooh.
It's too late now. I've already seen what I've seen.
Well, wait.
Brothers in St. Thomas.
Hey, should we ask Glenn has he been tested lately? Because, you know, I want to make sure your wife is safe.
Glenn didn't sleep with my wife in real life. Dream Glenn was never tested. He was clean. And I don't know if he wore
Jerome's
a condom.
Jerome's over here. Just
Dream,
like,
Dream Glenn was impressive, you say?
No, he was checked out. He was tested.
No, he was impressive too, though, right?
No, he was tested.
So, come on. How long was this dream?
Glenn's a good-looking guy.
How long was this dream?
Well, I don't know.
Aww.
But listen, I'm no fool. Glenn's a better-looking guy than I am. I'm no sucker.
That's given. He's better-looking than both of us. That, yeah.
Like, so that's
what,
why.
You're an MMA guy.
What does that have to do? Look at this face. I get punched in it all
like
the time.
You look like a piece of fettuccine next to you.
I get punched in this face all the time. That's what it means. It's
people like that hard and grizzled look.
You see this attraction between the two
of them? I know, and I love both of them.
They're arguing over who's the better looking one.
Exactly.
Talking about
it's a bros.
Yeah.
Probably need a bro hug later.
Maybe
oh,
so.
There's yeah, such a bromance. Oh, I want to be in the middle of that one.
No, this guy, honestly, to be dead serious.
I've seen enough of this.
What he did for people in the flood was amazing.
He still does. I know.
I'm getting out of here while I still have my dignity.
Thank you.
No, he did. You're awesome, AJ.
And I'm not gay.
He's not gay.
What am I doing wrong?
Very straight Glenn Davis.
All right.
Do we have time to take a ride in your phone
Soccer
call
Matter coming on after our show?
Yes.
Okay. Soccer Matter is coming up right after our show. Let's talk to Rodney. Hello, Rodney.
Hi, Rodney.
Hey, AJ. Hey, Beth. Hey, Jerome. I was calling to interpret your dream. It's nothing sexual. Your wife is your radio career, and you really appreciate, you really appreciate, God, what's the soccer matter guy?
Glenn.
You really appreciate Glenn, and you absorb what he does, and you take it all in, and you kind of want to work with him, but Fred is the ugly transsexual because you're forced to, like, make love to him where you kind of want to, like...
AJ and Fred making out.
So you think that you think the person in my dream that I had last night was Fred?
Yeah, because he always talks about how ugly he is.
Wait, does that mean I could be next?
I don't know.
He talks about how ugly he is and...
Oh. Well, listen, I can't even imagine, like, if Fred was in drag, I don't think it would fool me. Like, this chick was not attractive, but she was a human. I mean, she was...
I'm just loving watching John just totally crack up over there, and it's because he knows he's next.
I didn't know where Rodney was going with that one, but...
That was hysterical,
that's
Rodney.
Interesting Beth, take there.
Tell us what you've got coming up on the show this weekend.
You're done with this now.
It cannot measure up to this.
We've got to end this segment.
I have
segment.
Not
this is,
laughed so hard. Oh, yeah. My gosh.
We've got to get out of this.
Actually, so maybe I should have asked Glenn, because this week on the show, we're talking about what men want women to know about pleasing a woman. About pleasing a man. Sorry. Pleasing their lover. I get so distracted. So we want to know, like, things that men say if they want the woman to kiss them here, or they want them to touch them there, or put their finger here, or do this, or bend over.
That's an easy show. That's a two-minute show. Yeah.
There's so many things that men don't want.
I want a woman to touch my penis.
Kiss this, grab that. And
everything, penis.
Okay, but
And your finger, keep to yourself.
Yes.
Well, okay, but a lot of men don't want. So we're going to talk about what they want, why they want it, how they get it to, how they can express it, and then how we can help them get their woman to want to do what they want.
Okay.
Right? Whatever that is. So if people have questions or ideas or something, okay. I don't think it's just going to be 2 minutes. I think there's much more.
You know, have the way to get women to do what you want?
Yeah.
It's called alcohol. It's
that's what men have been in
drugs. Proven theory.
Okay.
How do you think Bill Cosby got what he wanted?
Well,
all these
that
times?
Was a whole different thing. That was a whole different thing. But seriously, do you really think alcohol improves women's performance?
No, but it lowers their inhibitions and it makes them more fun sometimes.
Okay. Well, so I want to help them have lower inhibitions and have more fun without decreasing the performance.
So high
and stuff.
Performance,
high
low
performance,
inhibition.
Low inhibition, and low alcohol so that they actually get to really enjoy it more.
All right. And tell people when that show will be heard.
In sports, it's a simple answer. Practice.
Practice makes perfect.
Practice
and good coaching and good communication and stuff. Yeah.
I'll build Belichick if I have to.
The show, it's Love and Laughter with Beth, and it's this week. Well, it's every week on 97.5 ESPN Houston at 10 p.m. on Saturday night, or if there's some silly football game beforehand.
Jong, is there a football game on this weekend?
Yes, Clemson, Louisville will be right before Love and Laughter.
Okay.
But hopefully we'll be around 10 o'clock?
Somewhere around there, yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. So don't give up if you tune in at 10 o'clock and we're not on yet, but
and,
we will stay with us. And you can, and guys, you can tweet us or message us or email us at beth@loveandlaughterwithbeth.com and send us any of your comments, suggestions, or things that you want us to get out. And grab your girlfriends and wives and stuff and listen together, because this should be, we're going to help them know what you want, even if you haven't been able to tell them that.
And tell people where to find your shop.
The shop at Darling Way at 3423 White Oak Drive in the Heights, and online at darlingway.com. So, and next week we're doing, on the 22nd of September, we're doing an intro to kinky fun for nice people. Free workshop from 7 p.m. till 8 p.m. It's really going to be exciting and interesting and learn how to do all that edgy, fun things that that AJ only dreams of.
Clearly. Well, Beth, thank you for interpreting my dreams.
Good stuff. Great segment.
Thank you.
I appreciate it, and
thank you for sharing it with us.
Of course,
I really wish I could.
My pleasure.
I wish you could video your dreams next time.
We should all listen to Soccer Matters tonight. I think Glenn Davis may be off his game tonight.
Could be.
I think we should all call him.
He left out of here a little flustered.
Wow. He's so cute.
He came here today. He didn't plan to come here today to talk about having sex with your wife,
Glenn Davis. I often force Glenn Davis into uncomfortable conversation, and he's always scared to talk to me because he thinks I'm going to make him feel...
Well, it's usually about Hannah.
It's usually about his beautiful niece.
Right.
Who now is off the market because she makes love to Derek Jeter.
Funny that you had a dream about him and not his niece, though, right?
Oh, I've done plenty of that. Listen, I've got the internet.
Oh!
All right, guys. Got to tell you, week one is in the books. It's not too late to get closer to the game you love than with DraftKings. 1 week fantasy football this Sunday... DraftKings is hosting a $100,000 Pick'em contest. It's totally free to enter. Pick'em's the newest way to play one-week fantasy. Drafting your team is faster than ever. They've organized players into 8 tiers. All you do is pick one player from each tier. The position doesn't matter. There's a handful of players in each tier. You pick them out. You might have 3 quarterbacks on your team. Whatever you think is going to put up the biggest points, that's what you go with. You can play a public contest with big cash prizes or a private contest against a couple of your buddies. The best part is you get to draft a new team each week without any commitment. So if your season-long league, you got David Johnson and you were stuck fighting for Kerwin Williams or Buck Allen on the waiver wire, you don't have to deal with that with DraftKings. Get to DraftKings.com now. Use promo code Houston to play in DraftKings' free contest with $100,000 in total prizes this Sunday. It's promo code Houston for your share of $100,000 in total prizes. Contest is totally free to enter. Why wouldn't you try it? DraftKings, the game inside the game. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. So we'll piss off the neighbors in the place that feels the tears, the place you lose your fears, yeah.
It is so bad, so dirty, and you're up in the better day, better day, better day. Loving and falling down, it's a paradise, and it's a war zone. It's a paradise, and it's a war zone. Pillow
Talk. ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, going to tell you about Man Centers. Man Centers, better lives start here. If you're dealing with something like sexual dysfunction or low testosterone, it's natural. Guys go through this stuff. Prevention is key. Guys need to get checkups before they actually start to see symptoms. And with an easy annual checkup, Man Centers is helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives. If you're feeling unmotivated, sluggish, tired at work, you need a lot of coffee to get you through the day, just out of energy, you may have low testosterone. It's not out of the ordinary. This is something that happens to people. They help you regain your natural testosterone production at Man Centers. They're not about testosterone injections. They're focusing on enhancing your body's natural ability to produce its own testosterone. It's going to help you with your sexual performance, help if you're an athlete. It's going to help you with motivation at your job. It'll help you sleep. And if you are having a problem with fertility, 50% of the time, in fact, when a couple's not able to conceive, it's a man-related issue. Go get it checked out now. Man Centers focuses on male urology that your primary care physician may not focus on. They take most insurances. Give them a call. See if they work with yours. 832-358-8600 or go to mancenters.com. They've got 3 locations, one on I-10. They're now open in Pearland, and they just opened a brand-new spot up in Tomball. They're all over the city, and they're there for you. That's Man Centers, mancenters.com.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Welcome back in. We can drop the sex talk, I think, for now.
I do have something.
We've interpreted
AJ's dream. Is this our last segment?
Indeed.
Hey, what do we do on Wednesdays?
Death.
Did you do them?
No, I forgot.
Okay. Well, I got a story. Speaking of, we talked about Navy SEALs a little earlier today, Jerome. The documents, everything that the Navy SEALs seized when they raided Osama bin Laden's compound will be released to the public with a glaring exception. Did you read about this?
No, I did not. If I take a wild guess, would it be the porn?
Yes. He apparently had a very extensive pornography collection. And for some reason,
all of you were holed up in a cave for the U.S. government years.
Listen, the guy had three wives in his house. I mean, what kind of? When do you have time to masturbate?
He couldn't have them with him all the time. Probably they probably had to be on the move.
That millions of this is from CIA Director Mike Pompeo said that millions of electronic and paper documents, which include letters to family, scholarly and historical papers, as well as notes on the Al-Qaeda operation, will be declassified over the next several weeks. The documents sat long stretches virtually untouched as different intel bureaucracies fought over control to access them. Fewer than 600 of them have been released so far. He added that there's a lot of pornography, though, and everything other than that will be released in the weeks ahead. The illicit materials recovered from the recovered in 2011 from the compound in Abbottabad are, quote, fairly extensive and made up of electronically recorded videos. Officials said they didn't know who exactly had been viewing the clips. But, you know, I mean, we can't say just because you find a giant stash of porn in the house doesn't mean that Osama bin Laden was watching it.
Ted Cruz's staffer.
Right.
Yeah, it could be a staffer.
It could have been his staffer.
Yeah.
Yes. The CIA rejected a Freedom of Information Act request to access the pornography in 2015.
Well, I do wonder why. I mean, it hasn't been that long. Why would all of this stuff be released now? I know things move quickly in this world, but you would think there's still some intel to be gained.
Pompeo said he believed it was important for national security to make sure that these documents were declassified. He said, I want to make sure the world gets to see them so we can have lots of hands touching them and making good judgments about how to make sure we don't have a 9/11, that we don't have this kind of risk again.
Huh? That seemed like the opposite of... It would seem that I would want the experts and the professionals who deal with these to have access to this, not me and you.
Well, I mean, listen.
How the hell are you and I got to stop?
He knows that most of the smart people in this most of the smart people in this country don't work for the government.
I got you. So show us the porn.
Yeah,
let's see the porn. We can go from there. I mean,
if we really want to get inside the mind of a terrorist, we need to know what kind of porn
exactly,
they're watching.
Exactly, because if Osama bin Laden was sitting there watching Glenn Davis do his wife,
damn it, Jerome,
we would be able to get a lot.
I can't tell you anything.
What? that you wasn't going to put that together? That was the obvious connection.
No, was totally unrelated.
Okay, Osama bin Laden and Fred in a dress.
God, I want this show to be over so badly.
It's going to be over before you know it. No,
I don't want Jerome in here next time.
don't tell me your dreams
I want a different fill-in host.
Overshared. That's the problem. Don't overshare. You know, keep those things to yourself.
All right.
They're not disgusting. They're enjoyable.
Next time, I'll keep things to myself.
713-780.
Lesson learned.
It's your number. I've never had such a dream. You know?
Good for you.
There's an entire porn industry built on men who
I know
enjoy watching their wives.
I know
wives who enjoy torturing their men.
But
while
there's
they're
also
doing others.
You know what? The most popular porn on I was reading this the other day. The most popular porn on Pornhub right now, the most popular category,
yeah,
is stepson porn, mother stepson porn.
I don't like that,
but a lot of people apparently are into it.
That's weird. Not. Well, no, it is weird. It's weird that would be the number because there aren't the number of stepsons. That's not a huge number. I mean, it's a huge number, but percentage wise, it's not like the majority of people are stepchildren, right?
So I don't know. I mean, it's a good percentage are now.
No, yeah, but
I mean, there's a lot of divorce. There's a lot of step parents.
I know, but and they're all wanting to do their stepmother.
I don't know. I just think that that's a.
I mean, come on. I mean, that I'm just saying. I would think that porn, the numbers in porn would be based on the things that you really wish you were. So that's why, you know, black porn, black males performing is high because, you know, y'all wish. You know what I'm saying?
I don't like to watch black men. It makes me feel poor. It makes me feel like ashamed. I don't need that in my life, Jerome.
But you'll watch Glenn Davis.
Yeah, just Glenn Davis.
So no, I don't. The step.
Beth thinks that women want younger versions of their husbands, and
you think the numbers is because of the women watching it, not men.
Maybe that's something, or maybe you know, there's a lot of sons who hate their dad, And that's their way of getting back at him.
Stepmom because
a lot of guys have daddy issues. I like my dad.
Yeah.
And I hated my stepmom. I would have never had sex with her ever.
Was she hot?
No. I mean, not to me.
But if she had been hot.
My friends always said, oh, your stepmom's hot. And it just made me not want to be their friends anymore. Because my dad, of course, when he remarried a woman that was like 20.
He went down in number.
He was like way closer to my age than his.
No, that was not well.
But yeah, I definitely never wanted to have sex with her. I was against that.
Yeah, you lie. You dreamed about her, didn't
you? No, not once.
Not really?
Never.
So you don't dream about the things you don't want. Right?
Lawyered?
This show is over. Thank God the show is over.
And by the way, today's Tupac's death-iversary, I think.
Tupac's death-iversary. Tomorrow, I will be in Las Vegas, Nevada, the place where he was murdered.
I didn't know that Tupac got most of his most famous tattoos here in Houston.
In the H, that's right.
I did not know that.
Thug Life, baby.
Yeah, got that and a big cross on the back, too.
Yep. So we will. Fred and I will be in Vegas tomorrow and Friday. We're heading out there for the Canelo-Golovkin fight. So we'll bring our show to you from Vegas starting tomorrow. Jerome, I appreciate you sitting in today, my man.
Big
you
fun. Enjoyed it thoroughly.
Did a great job, as always. Thanks to Beth, who came in today. Thanks to Glenn Davis, who came in. And who says he did not bang my wife. And Soccer Matter coming up next. Stay sportsy, kids.
Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh, yeah.
ESPN 97.5.